Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte, and you're with Stan, Roe, and Raph on the SGP podcast. Woo!
Are you ready? Marks and Smarks. This is the Smarkilas Pilipinas podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. A podcast that may have to relocate very, very soon if things continue to progress or regress the way they are. Anyway, the name
Jesus F. Christ.
The name of the show is the Smarkilas Pilipinas Podcast. Stunning Stancy at your service. Right behind me, Rowdy Raph Camus. To my right, Ravishing Ro Moran. And joining us on this very special episode, a friend of the podcast and a first-time guest, Michael Bueza of Rappler.com.
Hello.
Ni hao ma.
Yes.
Machka.
No, machka means crush.
Crush.
Yeah,
so it's not even Russian, it's Bulgarian.
In case it wasn't obvious by now, that was a reference to the news that broke out just a couple hours ago that
Jesus!
That your president has elected to sever ties with the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I still have no idea how to react to this other than, what the hell are you thinking?
No.
Buzzy, would you know, obviously I don't think it's going to be that easy to sever ties. Like, okay, yes, you're going to say, I want to separate, you know, but it's not as easy as saying you want to separate. Diba?
Yeah, sabi nga naman sa transcript ng speech niya, parang he'd want his ideology to be closer to China's and Russia's against the US. So parang hindi siya literally severance of ties, more like ano lang, leaning lang towards a new ideology, which is kinda, you know, mahirap siyang interpret right now kasi hindi naman.
Well, we haven't heard the postscript from that statement yet, diba?
No, and it's hard to interpret kasi di mo alam kung gutom ba siya at pagod at inaantok.
Yep. That's our president, sadly.
Yeah, and you know, I am extremely curious as to how Yasai is going to clean this shit up come tomorrow.
I don't think he will at this point, but there's no reason to clean it up next. So that's what he wants, so
he's going to get what he wants.
Yeah. So like, it's really hard doing a clean it up if the boss doesn't want to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I think it was obvious from like several months ago after the elections what we as individuals, what our leanings are, but and you know, if you believe differently, then feel free to tune out. We honestly don't really mind, but you know, this is our medium to actually to talk about the things we're passionate about. Wrestling, of course, being chief among them. But at the same time, with the current political climate, the current political situation, ang hirap manahimik eh. Especially when you're people like us, people who are young adults still finding our place in the world. We're in the prime of our lives, and
some of us are in prominent positions in society. Yeah. One is a,
I guess.
One is a
in
DJ
places.
Who people listen to during the rush hour, the evening drive.
The other is an editor in chief of a major
magazine.
Major magazine.
But a cult magazine, if you will.
A cult magazine, if you will.
One of us is a reporter in
for a news outlet
people hate.
And one of us has a one-way ticket out of here in a few months.
Yeah. Hey, let's not go there, but...
Oh, what was that?
But you know, this could be Michael Bueza, or...
You know,
because
that
you know,
could be leaving soon.
No, I'm just saying
for China.
All I'm saying is it's really difficult to shut up, especially if you have feelings about this issue and about these issues.
Because
and there are lots
feelings.
Of issues.
We have feelings.
Parang si Main Max lang may feelings.
Yeah, mm. and
we're gonna get to that.
Okay,
we're gonna
sure.
get to that today.
Yeah, that's what you're here for. But you know, just to get it out of the way, I guess this is something that I want to say to people who still want to keep neutral or to people who still want to say I want to stay out of politics. Mm. This is high time for you to get involved. High time for you to let your voices be heard and to join the discourse kasi
kailan pa?
Yeah, if not now, when?
Discourse? What you talking
participate
about?
In the discourse.
What discourse?
Well,
it
doesn't feel like there's no conversation going on.
There's no discourse between two sides, but there is, I mean, there is a discourse between one side.
One side's louder.
One side's
but
much,
there's no
much
discourse
louder.
Between two sides. Only people within their own sides.
Pronouncements.
Honestly, the sides are so hard to like. If you're gonna demarcate them, ang hirap din eh. Masyadong mahirap i-identify,
big word
diba?
For you people sometimes, mm-hmm. but
no. The point is like it's not like say rich versus poor. It's not that simple. It's not that cut and dry. Mm-hmm. I mean, even in say even in my inner circles, it's not as simple as if you're downtown Chinese, you lean this way. If you're more Western educated Chinese, you lean this way. It's more of depende talaga kung ano yung school of thought that you subscribe to. So like, there is a generational gap between, say, the older Chinois and the younger Chinois. At the same time, there is a gap between what I mentioned earlier, the more urban Chinese and the more downtown Chinese. So it's just so hard to find that place where you can openly speak up and not be told to shut up. Like, I live in a home.
Space.
I live in a home where I have been told to shut up. So,
oh, man.
It's not very fun. It's not very encouraging. But again, I encourage you, if you do have stuff to say about this, it is high time that you speak up, because evil succeeds when good people do nothing.
Yep.
To paraphrase that often quoted line, diba? I don't know what else to say about this other than, you know, shit is hitting the fan way more than
this week. Shit has hit the fan this week
a lot.
So much
shit.
So where do you? It's like, where do you want to fucking start? And that's the thing. It's kind of hard to watch as, you know, spectators, as people who are involved in the political process, but. Can't do much now because, holy shit, it's getting really nasty on all sides. And, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to get much better anytime soon, to be honest.
Yeah, so, I don't know. If you're jarred by these images of a police vehicle running people down and backing up and then running them again, running them down again.
And then the other footage where they drag a jeepney driver outside of his jeepney and beat the living shit out of him, which is probably even more jarring.
And yet you say, no, you know what? Change is coming. Change has come. Like, this is the good kind of change. There is something seriously wrong with the way that you interpret change.
And maraming seriously wrong. I mean, maraming people, maraming tao are thinking this way for some reason. I don't know what happened somewhere out there that makes it okay for them to be less than human beings. Diba? It's strange. I mean, people want to be... You know, people want this change, but they're apparently also want to change into, you know, something really apathetic and cruel sometimes, downright mean.
And it's really amazing how they justify these wrongdoings to fit their narrative. It's really, alam mo yun, sakit lang sa ulo. Na sakit sa ulo lang itindihin. Na parang they condone this because, you know, because of the administration, parang ganon.
Kumbaga, so, it's like mental gymnastics, and right now everyone here is a mental spot monkey.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of cognitive dissonance going on, to which we say you can't have your cake and eat it too.
I want cake now.
Yeah, so you have to choose. I hate it when people say, why are you so uptight? Why are you so uptight about these issues when hindi ka naman drug addict? But the point is...
Wow! Jesus, and I've heard this argument. You've been told that?
I've heard this argument.
From who?
I have heard this argument.
Okay, wait.
I was hoping he'd name drop.
But it's okay, go ahead.
I have heard this argument, and it really annoys me because it can be any one of us. If one of us were shot dead in cold blood in the middle of EDSA and the cardboard sign was put over your dead body, drug addict ka na. Whether or not you experimented with whatever, you are a drug addict already. You have already been branded one and judged one post-mortem. So whatever you did in your lifetime is
null and void.
So it can happen to any one of us. So to say na... it's okay that you. It's okay that these happens. Mga drug addict lang naman sila. No,
you don't have to worry about you because you're practically innocent, diba?
To which we say, check your fucking privilege.
And nobody can be innocent forever in this, you know, under this administration.
Yep.
And whether we're not even a full year into it, and yet, what are we now? Was he 7 months?
Yeah,
close to seven months. Yep. Close to 7 months.
Not
into
even.
This.
If it started June 30, we're only approaching month number
100,
five.
Kaka-100 days.
Oh
so
my
forth.
God. So we're not even half a year into this.
Yep.
And we're already scared shitless.
You know what? Since it's Christmas season, meron mga nagpapatugtog na ads na, all I want for Christmas is ganyan. Like, you know, whatever promo they're trying to sell. And like, I really want somebody to come up with an ad now. All I want for Christmas is no more extrajudicial killings. Like, someone to just come up with such a swerve.
Why don't we just record that? I want to do that. I want to do that. Well, like one of these days.
Well, you're gonna have to pay for the airtime. But you know, mm-hmm. I just really want someone to actually do that, because like it would be such a jarring thing to hear from a Christmas themed commercial. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know, I don't care if somebody steals the idea. Go ahead, you know, go have my idea.
Noted.
With thanks.
With feelings. With,
God. I want to use that though. Noted with feelings.
Yep.
This week.
Yeah. But you know, to the larger point, things are not okay as they are, and that's why we're speaking up here. This is our platform, and if you believe differently, we respect that. But we also encourage you.
I don't respect it. No. I would like to exercise my right to opinion and expression, and say that I don't respect it. Neither should you. It's like respecting the Nazi Party's ideology.
Fuck them. Fuck this shit, man. At the end of the day, fuck it.
Now, what I was about to say is, if you believe differently, I challenge you to justify that with reason and with logic.
With facts.
And with humanity. Please.
And facts. Yeah. And facts.
Kasi ang hirap gawin yun eh.
Cite your sources.
You know, given all this shit, ang hirap. You know, don't go quoting whatever site Mocha Usun's blog will point you towards.
To be fair,
she did something good today.
Yeah. She actually put her, you know, her support behind those who did get
mauled
and rammed and run over yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that is actually good. That's actually pretty sober coming from the number one Duterte dick sucker in the country. So there is maybe there is a little bit, a tiny bit of a glimmer of hope for change in this hellhole. So if Mocha can see a little bit of the light. So yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's it for our political climate rant of this week's episode. We hope not to do this very often. It just so happens that
it's been one of those weeks.
It just so happens that it happens.
Yeah.
It just so happens that we're at that point that we have to talk about it again.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the bagyo that never came, but you know,
it came for. Yeah. Northern. Not in Metro Manila, but the northern part of the world is pretty fucked up. La Union is waist deep. Mm-hmm. Waist right. deep. Sorry, came.
Our hearts go out to our brothers and sisters up in the north. Mm-hmm. Back to business here on the podcast. We got to talk about Renaissance. We're reviewing the show. That's why Buezi's here. He's joining us. We're also going to be talking about this week in wrestling. We got to talk about Lucha Underground somehow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're 7 episodes in. We have to talk about that. NXT's
because we really
also been.
Haven't talked about it.
I haven't really watched it.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only one in this room. Have you been watching, Wesley? No. No? All right.
Well, we're gonna catch up soon. Yeah. We're gonna get there.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Anyway,
and NXT's been great.
Yeah, NXT has been lighting it up.
Jesus.
So before we get to all of that, let's talk about Renaissance, which happened 2 Saturdays ago. Yep. Buezi's here to review the show, so I guess opening statements, like overarching thoughts about the show that you'd like to get out there. Now's your time.
Start with that.
let's just get into it.
Yeah, now's as good a time as any.
Wow.
I missed the last show kasi, so parang yun na, sinabi ko na absence makes the heart grow fonder nga. So parang I expected na I have to catch up with what's happening. Of course, I can read naman yung PWR live, yung last PWR live showdown.
Mm-hmm. Showdown.
Are we talking about like the canon shows?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know APCC and everything.
No, yeah. But APCC was not considered canon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on.
So yun, okay naman yung show. Okay naman yung show, I guess. It was...
Wow, that's really...
Wow.
Mas conservative pa ako mag-review. Pero yun, okay naman yung, ano, yung takbo ng show. And,
how do you feel about the venue? Because it's the first time.
That was my first comment. Masyadong maliit. Parang masyadong, ano...
Too intimate? Too intimate for our own good?
No.
Too PWG?
This is what that means.
Para ano, parang mas, I don't know kung dahil mas onti lang yung audience nung last time, pero parang mas tahimik siya as before.
Oh yeah.
As compared
I think it's really the insulation of the place.
Mukha nga.
May ano dyan, for those of you who haven't been to the Unilab Bayanihan Center, it's very, very sterile. I will have to say that.
Yun.
It's a very
sterile
environment.
Are you saying that because
they're
sponsored by
a
pharmaceutical company?
It's one of those venues where there's not a lot of outside noise that's gonna get in. It's very bubblish.
Okay. Diba? So isn't that, you know, more conducive to
incredibly conducive, incredibly conducive for that? But then it's not what our audience is used to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just an environmental thing. But yep. Go on, Boise.
But the action, no, pagdating naman sa action sa mga matches, it was ano eh. It was sabi natin surprise na lang siguro kasi for one I missed the last show, so parang I can't. My reference can't, was yeah. The Revo X. So
yes.
Parang from there
I saw on a showdown.
I was on duty.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, kung kailan pa mas malapit niya sa amin sa venue, kung pa ko wala.
Malapit din naman yung bayanihan. Relatively.
So parang ano, natutuwa ako sa show overall kasi parang I like it when a show is parang tahi-tahi lahat.
In what way?
Parang yung stories niya nag-intertwine. I always like those shows.
So like, what elements did you see that say intersected between matches or between rivalries?
Yung loss ng yung question, overarching question, yung still outstanding question now, we will still have a PWR general manager, and then the title, yung PWR title scenario, and then yung PHX title scenario, of course, who's going to be the number one contender. Yung mostly yun nga. So parang natuwa ako na parang yung main event, which is the PWR championship type ano match, nag-mash dun sa ano missing PWR general manager storyline.
Okay. Ooh. So it's parang
tied in, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Parang the continuity felt right for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The continuity felt continued.
Kasi diba ganun ako kapag we watch wrestling shows,
yeah.
You
yeah.
Want it to be logically, I mean, yun. Linear.
Yun.
Okay.
So that's how I felt kasi parang it's a solid show for me.
Okay. You wanna go through it one by one?
You wanna go through the matches?
Sure. Yeah. Pero since I said in my Rappler review, I missed the first two shows, so I guess.
Okay,
I'm,
fine.
That's fine. Yeah. But what you did get in?
Naabutan ko when I got in was ano na yung Fighters for Hire versus
Delirium.
That
right.
Was at like,
first time for you to see Delirium, right?
Nope, I saw them at Revo X.
Yeah, they were there. They were the pre-show.
Pre-show, yes, at the pre-show.
Yep,
it was their main show debut.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about their interaction with one of the more tenured, actually the most tenured tag team right now in the PWR tag team division?
Medyo, for me, medyo fluid naman. Kasi Fighters for Hire is very hard hitting.
Mm-hmm.
So parang sese na lang panoorin. Parang wala silang pakundangan na balibagbigan yung mga silang dalawa. And then of course, Delirium was ano, going all around in the ring. So parang nandun yung contrast nila in styles.
Contrast of styles.
Yep.
Okay.
And of course, yung spear ni Miguel Rosales. Tama ba? I missed it. Yung spear ni Miguel Rosales is very fun to watch. Nagandun siya ka-ano.
Ka-intense.
Ka-intense. Yep.
Right. What was the match that came after that? I think it was All Out War na, di ba? Right after Fighters for Hire versus Delirium.
Mm-hmm.
It was All Out War. I think there was also that segment right after the Fighters for Hire versus Delirium. You're going to have to forgive us all. We don't have a copy of the card like right in front of us.
Yep.
And we're trying to piece this all together by
memory.
Yeah, from memory.
Unless, of course, you have your notes.
No, right after that, Mike Madrigal came out and challenged the Fighters for Hire.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
To something.
Yep.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on the Mike Madrigal character from what you've seen of him?
Sadly, I missed him at Showdown. Diba yun yung debut niya?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was in that Revo X.
No, he was not.
But based from the online readings, I guess he's...
Delirium fought Mike Madrigal and KS at Revo X pre-show. They were the really
hot. The other one, the flannel wearing, yung main tag team partner.
Yes. Flannel wearing.
They parang puro sila middle finger, puro sila F bombs and everything.
Yeah.
So, before they hit there.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on that character, the Mike Madrigal character? Like, you know, from how he presents himself, how he carries himself, and all that.
Based on ano? I'll
yeah. Based on what
yeah,
you saw.
Based on what you did.
I'll compare it against the existing wrestlers. Ha. So, he's. Sino nga yung, ano, so he's not definitely not pagdating sa ano sa douchiness.
Not the douchiest.
Yeah. He's not the douchiest. Siguro a few
rungs below.
Below John Sebastian.
Mm. Okay, so mas ano pa. Okay.
So it's like if you were to rank it
so
in
major
douchiness,
good boy pa rin siya.
Yeah. siguro sa nag-i-start pa lang naman siya.
Yeah.
So, in terms of douchiness, you have, on my rankings, yeah, maybe you have the lowest would be KW.
Okay.
KW, and then maybe Mike Madrigal.
Ah.
And then John Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Chino.
Wow, you totally skipped Peter Versosa. Who is a major douche. And he'll be the first to admit.
I missed him. So I'll rank him below or the same level as John.
Alright.
Alright, that's fair.
Okay, any idea who you think Mike Madrigal would bring out as his tag team partner? If
partner.
You know, if it had to come to that.
He'd bring his... Is there a chance that he'd bring his former partner?
Mike Madrigal?
No, the KS.
KS?
Sorry?
I don't know. It's possible. We're asking you, man.
Meron ba sa ano? I guess I won't have an idea right now, siguro.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about All Out War. It's Chris Panzer versus the Apocalypse. Chris Panzer losing another huge match. Mm-hmm. And in that loss, he took one of the most brutal spots in PWR history
so far,
the Apocalypse smashed that fluorescent light tube on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
So I want your thoughts on the match, thoughts on the spots, and if you want to, like the directions of both characters.
Mm. Doon muna tayo sa match, no? So parang I was surprised na ganun yung injury na bahatawin ka ng light bulb. Ay, ng fluorescent.
What did you... What,
na hindi ganun, hindi mo alam na ganun yung sugat?
Oh, kasi I've seen a few, ano... death matches before.
Oh.
One or two death matches. So parang hindi ganun yung ano eh. I'm really not sure if I'm not aware or... Kaya nga, I thought it was bladed kasi diretso eh.
No.
Kaya lang yun nga, if it was bladed,
yeah.
Sobrang... Ano,
that's kind of hard to blade.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tapos ganun, ganun, diba?
Ganun ka...
Ka-precise.
Yeah.
And buti naman hindi ganun kalala yung injury. Natatakot ako na parang siyang Ric Flair bleeding na tuloy-tuloy lang sa likod, diba? So,
He was bleeding out for a while, ah.
Yep.
Yeesh.
The violence is...
The violence is real.
Top match. Oh, it's real. So, they're them. I dare you to tell them it's fake. Diba? So, yung match itself, siguro, of besides the brutality, no? The story was told, siguro, quite well. Si Apocalypse targeted... nung una, he used the steel chair na rin to target his... Ano, diba? Target his back and I think his legs. Tapos yun nga, nung nakabawi na si Panzer, it went outside and then, yun, nangyari na yung light bulb spot
of the night.
Yep.
I want to ask you this, as an audience member, did you think that the light tube spot was necessary? Or did you think that, given the context of the match, what was necessary and what wasn't necessary?
I won't say it's not necessary. Kasi, All Out War eh. So, di ba, kung yung last All Out Wars nga, merong kang bug spray, merong kang orokan, merong kang, ano yun, yung hangar na malaki, merong kang, pati fire extinguisher. So, why not a light bulb? Kung nandoon, why not use it? Di ba?
Oh, really?
Di ba, foreign objects or international objects, di ba?
Yeah. All right. Because you know, I've heard different opinions on that. I just wanted to get your take.
So you're
on,
okay, you know, really, totally okay with it? Because it's there. That is the logic.
That's what you said. That's what you said.
Yeah. So we just wanted to you know.
So what is doing?
Ay, syempre, hindi naman aabot doon.
Hindi ba rin? Pistol grip lang.
You know, huwag naman ganun. Wow, syempre, hindi ka makakapasok ng bahay niya in the first place.
You never know.
Wow, shit.
Huwag naman aabot doon.
Concealed weapon.
All right. Thoughts on the result? Panzer
losing again.
Yeah, taking that loss against the Apocalypse.
That would be his how many straight loss?
I can't even count anymore.
Fourth? Yep.
You have to ask kung saan napapunta kasi si Chris eh after this loss. Kasi malaki to, 'di ba? That showdown he lost the number one contenders. Tapos ngayon he didn't win an All Out War. So parang it's not what's happening, pero what's next for him? Kasi parang, of course, you can't doubt yung passion ni Chris Panzer in this one. So parang, yun lang yung next question.
Okay.
What's next for him? As for Apocalypse, yun. Also, the same question. What's next? Is he gunning for the PWR Championship?
Mm-hmm.
Or the PHX? Kasi, syempre, monumental win to, yung All Out War. So, anong kanyang susunod?
He can't gun for the PHX Championship.
I don't think he's gonna make weight.
No, not just that.
Well, you know, the weight limit has been abolished, so.
That's not why he can't gun for the PHX Championship.
It's also because there is a number one contender.
Exactly.
In place. Which we'll get to in a few, but.
Anyway, the last Chris Panzer win, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. was probably earlier this year in either January or February against Joey Bax. So that was mm-hmm. the last singles win for Chris Panzer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on, you got the Beer Promdi versus the YOLO Twins, with the mm-hmm. YOLO Twins giving Beer Promdi their very first loss as a tag team.
Mm-hmm. Talaga. Didn't know that.
Yeah, Beer Promdi mm-hmm. has not lost as a tag team. How did you feel about the match as
it's entertaining,
whole?
Of course.
What
does that mean?
What is yeah. expound, yes, sir? Expound.
Wait a minute. You're gonna have to help us out, man.
What the hell?
I thought you were writing these questions.
Sabi ko conservative you were, okay, so.
This is not the time or place to be fucking conservative.
Oh, throw out the puns if you have to.
I'm not a Republican. No, no.
Whoa, okay.
Conservative.
Better.
Sorry.
Yeah.
De,
exactly.
You
should be a Democrat.
Go.
Ano,
yes, sir.
Naaliw ako kasi yung entrance ng dalawa ni
dalawa?
Twins.
Ng Twins, okay.
Tapos parang afternoon kinagaya ni Mark Di Manalo yung ano nila, yung post nila.
Yeah.
Ganyan.
Yeah.
Tapos parang yung sigaw na sigaw yung isang YOLO twin.
Oh, yeah.
parang yun nga, yung my dad lawyer will sue you, ganun.
My dad lawyer.
Which is actually true. Their dad actually is a lawyer.
Yeah,
lawyer
it
dad.
It is not an act. I swear.
Breaking kayfabe.
So yun nga, tas may kita mo dun yung intensity ng dalawang bata. Ng dalawang
the
twins.
But tatlo sa kanila bata. To be fair.
To be fair, yeah. Si Mark Katie. D. Manalo is not that old. Katie naman.
Kaya. How do you classify bata ba?
Less than, you know.
Yeah, if you're under the age
30.
Of 30, yeah.
Ayun, okay. So
if you're under the age of 30,
he's still a young gun.
Called a whippersnapper.
A whippersnapper.
So,
are you nervous?
Hmm?
Are you nervous?
Of course.
First. That's why there are no
just,
puns.
Just, yeah. Yeah, I was like, this is not the Michael Buesa.
Because
we interact with.
I don't know if I'm thankful about this.
No, parang, you know, I'm used to you dropping puns every 2 minutes.
Di pag alam yon, may have this mentality na pag hinihingi nyo hindi lalabas eh.
Wow.
So, who got?
Wow.
Frankly, you're boring me.
Oh my.
Who got, sir?
I don't know if I'm happy about this or what. Because he's not throwing any stupid
puns. Obviously, I'm thinking about the product first, and this episode is frankly boring the shit out of me already.
Okay, so YOLO, okay, back on track.
Wow,
Beer Promdi.
Shit.
Beer Promdi YOLO Twins. Beer Promdi YOLO Twins.
You are disappointing Mr. C.
Oh, wow, sad.
We didn't even talk about his running.
Oh yeah, do you want to talk
segment.
About that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's finish up with
the
tag team match. How do you feel about the style that the YOLO Twins are bringing to the tag team division? Because this is technically their first tag team match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, this was their tag team debut. How did you feel about their dynamics as a tag team?
They're typical, ano? They're typical. Bad tag team. So mabilis silang mag-tag out
team.
So
yeah.
Yep. Mabilis silang they beat the hell out of KT and MDM. Tapos yun, they ano na.
They got the job done.
Yep. And then after that, yun nga, may beatdown, post-match beatdown, tapos more sigaw-sigaw, and then that.
What did you think of everything? Right? Keep going back to this. Do you think na the YOLO Twins, well, at this point, they have to be like the number one tag team, or number two.
They have one win.
Yeah, still.
They have one win as a tag team.
That may tag team division na ano.
Well, there is a division, wala nang championship.
Ayan, that's championship, yeah. Dapat may championship na para mas, ano sila, mas determined sila, you know.
Mas may motivation. What do you think of them? Do they pull off the gimmick well? Do they pull off the characters well? Do they wrestle in line with what they're trying to be? What are your thoughts on these things?
So the ano naman?
Give us your opinion, sir. That's why we bring you on.
Yeah, okay naman yung character nila.
Making Miss Lance.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You miss Lance?
Yeah, I know, right?
And George?
Yeah.
You miss those two fucks?
At least those two idiots were fun.
Aww.
Sorry. So step up,
but we were drinking though.
Still.
Aww.
Doesn't matter.
I will buy you a beer to make you more entertaining, sir.
Well, yun nga, ako naman yung ano, yung pagkaka-portray nila ng character nila na parang it would get to your skin na ano, not their ano,
their konyo.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. Ertang. Mm-hmm. Do you feel offended with their konyoness
and their shoutiness?
Some people do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
there has been feedback.
Reason. Oh,
not because konyo sila, but because konyo sila. If you know what I mean.
They're too entitled. Yon.
Yon. Yon. Yon. Mm-hmm. Precisely.
As characters.
Yep.
All right. How about Beer Promdi? Like, is there anything that stood out to you about the way that they were? Or
did they get better? Did any of them get better? Did Mark Dimonado get better? Did
Can I say that it's still the same old them?
What does that mean?
Funny pa rin naman si Mark. Mm-hmm. Funny pa rin naman si Katie. Pero mm-hmm. yun pa rin eh. Parang after all these years, di ba? Parang walang...
After all these years?
It's been two. More than two. So, yeah. Still get the same... Ano yun? The same old...
Same feeling.
The same feeling na... they're there to entertain, but what more could they offer pa? Mm-hmm. Kasi MDMs always get beat up. Di ba? Lagi siyang... Lagi, at the end, lagi siyang sinasalba. Lagi siyang kailang kargahin sa likod. So, what's next then?
Alright.
For MDM.
Let's talk about Mr. C's first part of his return.
Yeah.
He might be firing you soon if you don't pick it up. I know. What, how was that first segment to
for you? Dapat binatin na lang niya talaga si Renzo eh. Kasi yun talaga yung impression eh.
Kasi akala mo? Akala mo rin.
Akala ko, he'll get the mic and then say na, let's do this properly, Poch. You're not doing this well. Let's greet them up. Kasi, di ba, we know naman na they're friends. So parang yun yung unang impression.
Well, we know.
Huh?
Well, we
was
know.
Was Poch about to greet him?
Yes, Poch was about to
yep.
greet him.
Aww. And then you jumped the
so it's his
yep.
fault.
Wow, so this is... Wow. Renzo!
No, it's Poch's fault.
No, I was just saying...
Because if Poch was about to greet Renzo for what reason?
For what reason did he have to single out a specific fan in the crowd and make it about him?
Like, radio DJ... Like, there are two radio DJs in the crowd. So
no, there were three.
So who was the other one?
Carlos Franco, also from Play.
Yeah.
So Carlos Franco, Billy Año Nuevo.
No, Billy wasn't there.
Billy wasn't there?
No, Billy wasn't.
Oh, I thought Billy was there.
Diba? Masama pa yung katabi ko pa si Stan before sa umakyat. So parang no umakyat siya, yun talaga, I thought talaga there's something. There's something. And to explain kung bakit niya to single out a friend, of course, Poch has the mic, so... Diba?
Are you saying that they'd permit Mr. C to run it? I mean, I love Renzo. I fuck his voice. But I would not run in for him. If I were him.
Renzo, you know what? Let's get Renzo for the next review. Let's get Renzo for the next review. It might be a little bit more fun.
Okay. Noted with feelings.
So you thought
yes, of course I have to. No.
Okay, but then when Mr. C went and straight up did you expect a shoot from him?
I know you thought he was gonna greet Renzo. Did you at least expect that he was gonna be part of the story again?
Once he said the F word, alam ko lang part na yun.
You said the F word. You cursed. There were children in the
audience. Curse? Mr. C curse?
We are trying to be a family product. There's even a family.
We have a regular family.
For Suplex Sunday.
Tapos mabubuli pa si Mr. C na, shut up, Poch.
Wow. Oh my God. Mr. C is a dick.
Because he got his Miz haircut. What a dick.
And yet he remains silent.
There's a lot of anger. There was a lot of anger at that time. Mm-hmm. F-bombs had to be flipped.
Is yeah, there still anger?
Was it worth it to take it out on Poch? Poch didn't deserve it. Oh,
of course it was.
Poch, if you're listening, we have nothing to do with this. These are Stan's views and Stan's alone. Yeah.
Poch is just doing his job.
Yep.
He's just doing his
job,
man.
How about intermission, by the way?
Okay, so...
It was definitely shocking.
Really, did you think that he would be back so soon? Or kasi it was only like a few months.
Halos
kasabay na siya ni Duterte.
Wow.
It is true. Hindi ka rin naman pagpigil. Kailangan nyo na rin kasi.
Yeah, sabagay. Who is actually running the show here?
Yep. Diba nga? As Mr. C explained, na bukod sa kanyang reklamo sa pay, di pa siya bayad.
Di wala pang back pay?
Huh? No, there is no back pay.
Hey, not supposed to say that.
No, but that's what I said. That's what I said. Okay, okay, okay. There is no back pay.
Yeah, wala pang back pay.
There has been no back pay. That's one of, that was one
and
of the concerns.
And the severance package.
Severance package.
That was one of the concerns that was brought to me. That I wanted to air out in the open to show the bedlam that PWR has found itself in.
Similar to our country.
Sakto lang yung pagbabalik ni Mr. C. Now we see Mr. C again.
Okay. There you go. That's the poesy I know. Yes. That's the poesy I know. First pun. That's one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. May counter ba dito?
Like, yes.
Okay.
I'm 35 minutes into the podcast and you bring out the first pun.
Fucking disappointing, if I may say so myself.
You do the Wednesday groups very, very shameful. Very shameful.
Anyway, any other thoughts on the promo? If not, well, we can move on to the to one of the highlights of the entire show.
Natakot na ako kay Mr. C, baka ano lang sabihin eh.
All right.
I mean, yeah, it
oh, was it worth it? Was it worth it for Mr. C? Did it serve the story well for him to be slightly dickish that night?
Siyempre, pagkakilala natin kay Mr. C, 'di ba, hindi naman siya ganoon ka ano.
Intense.
So that's it's a welcome change. Pero the question is, would he be the same? Ngayon, siya na uli ang general manager, would it still be the same?
Would he be
is it the same old brand new you?
Parang magiging ganun din ba siya, ano? Ka dickish?
Lupit.
Or is it just another night, another day?
Na parang yun lang. Dahil nakuha niya na yung gusto niya, balik na siya sa regular programming.
All right.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll get into that in a bit because there are implications for Mr. C's future.
All right. Next up, PHX Championship number one contenders submission match between Sandata and Chino Ginto. A lot of people were talking about
hashtag
this match.
Fuck you, Chino. Sa pakin sa dito.
Yeah, because of how hated Chino Ginto had been, and at the same time he had just an excellent match put together by both guys. So I want to get your take on this. I was seated again watching this, but again, you're the reviewer, so lay it on.
How do you feel about this one?
It's golden.
Okay.
Kasi ano, methodical silang dalawa eh. Na parang ano, di ba? Si Chino went for Sandata shoulders. And then Sandata in return went for his leg. So, 'di ba, parang ano sila. And then nagulat lang ako na hindi naman nagulat, parang syempre it's a submission match.
Yeah.
So, parang parang akala mo hindi ka na makakita ng mga high spots kasi syempre high spots, 'di ba?
What's the point about? In a ground game theoretically.
Yep. Tapos nung nagkaroon na yun na, nung hurricane run na, parang lahat nagtayuan na. I thought the first one was a botch until it got explained to me that it wasn't.
Sino nag-explain sa'yo?
Chino. Someone.
Si Chino. May exclusive ka ba? May exclusive ka ba?
Friends ba kayo?
Hindi.
No, because I will admit, that Hurricane Runner was pretty sweet. And the crowd popped. The crowd popped. And there's not much
they
else you can say.
And Sandata has lots of fans, I guess.
Oh God, Heckler's Road is in love with Sandata. My God,
I want to see his dick for some reason.
they want to put their dicks out for him.
Now I gotta ask you this, Buezy. Where does this win put Sandata, aside from the obvious fact that he's number one contender? But where does this win take him in his career? And at the same time, what does this loss do for Chino Ginto?
But yung sa loss muna, yung kay Chino, sus, babalik may babalikan naman siya network, eh, di ba?
Baka nga.
May tao ba? May upline ba?
Upline and downline.
The upline and downline. So baka dun, yun na yung path niya, baka pumunta siya sa upline. Diba?
Well, kung may downline siya, syempre siya yung upline ng downline. That's how it works, diba?
Pero given na yun nga.
I need a consult.
Given na si, ang boss niya si, ano, boss niya si Idol.
Yes.
At natalo siya, so baka ma-decline. Okay. Ang kanyang progress.
Okay.
Diba? Let's see.
We don't know yet.
As for Sandata,
probably can't be as worse as as worse as Bruno Bernard though.
As for Sandata, as long as he puts it all out, hopefully wag lang yung dick niya, pero as long as he puts it all out,
okay. Okay. That's the boys I know.
Yeah.
Diba?
And love.
So, main max yun eh. So, diba? Maximum effort. Max lahat, kailangan ilabas. Diba? Yun. Sana galingan niya.
One-air handshake. That's the boys I know.
Okay. Now, after that number one contenders match, you had the PHX Championship between Crystal and Main Max, another one of the highlights of the show. So, again, your thoughts on the match, on both characters, and just the way that they performed out there.
Masaya ako kasi may, di ba yung noong unang nag-compete si Crystal against Peter the V, Peter Versosa, parang there's the danger of parang kasi pa nung I live tweet for ano, di ba?
Yes.
Yeah, for Rappler. For that event.
Yes.
I forgot which event. Pero yun
that
nga,
was
so parang I have to be careful to tweet violence against, you know,
women.
A woman wrestler. Kasi parang how would they take it? Parang, pero hopefully...
No, because intergender matches happen.
Intergender,
because they sign up for it. It's not like they're forced to, you know,
wrestle. So parang I was afraid that they would take it seriously and...
No, even then, if they take it as it is, for what it is, because they don't know any better, it's at the end of the day, you have to remember that it's a woman who voluntarily signed up to fight a man. It's not like... It's a quality.
She's not being coerced.
Yeah, it's... It would be even worse if... If she was told that she couldn't wrestle a guy because she's a woman, and you know,
and that would be misogynistic.
She's physically weaker than Main Max or whoever male it might be. Because at least at this point, even when she was forced to wrestle. Because that's not her choice.
She got the title shot.
If anyone takes offense to that, it's so easily explainable to anyone with an
open shred
mind.
Of logic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so
back to the match.
Fortunately,
the match.
Walang nung first match na yun, nung first match.
I'd say
walang
people
ganun.
Were amazed. Yeah,
the first time.
No,
we're still talking about the first time.
No, I'm saying until now,
she could dish it out. She did the Hurricane Rana. She did the Surprise 619 from out of nowhere, di ba? Tapos parang in ang kalaban niya si Main Max ba, di ba?
Main Max pa, super different, super big weight disadvantage.
Tapos parang pansin mo na Main Max is not treating her lightly than just because she's ano.
Oh.
So parang
he didn't, and
he did the ano, everything.
Actually, I wanted to ask, what are your thoughts about the ending of that match? That
yung labasa ng feelings.
Labasa ng feelings, kasi my god, like, as you know, on my end, I was even shocked at how that went down. So how did you feel about how it
Main
went
Max
down?
Became the main man.
Wow. big words.
Eh, syempre, dina-attacke na siya ni Peter David, diba? He can leave it alone. Kasi Versosa still has beef over Crystal.
Crystal, yeah.
So parang after,
for some reason.
For some reason.
Di maka-let go.
So yung feelings ni Main Max, it was quite a fresh take din sa character niya. Because
The thing is, it was a swerve for sure, yung face turn. Nobody expected. Even I didn't expect a face turn from Main Max.
Is that a face turn already?
I think you
can call it a face turn.
Mm. Yeah, like for all intents and purposes, it was.
Because, you know, he did a remarkably face thing.
So then, it would really...
It's a surprise, but the question I want to ask is it a surprise that you were able to buy?
Was it believable?
Base sa pinakitang feelings, yes.
Okay. Parang, kaya mo tanggapin na, oh, biglang nagka-feelings si Main Max of respect toward Crystal.
Kahit respect, fine. Pero if it happens the next time, I'm curious paano yung magiging, magiging dynamic sa Flash ngayon . Diba? Parang, syempre, wala kang, si John Sebastian and si Peter Versosa are the two main heels that you have. So parang now that you have Main Max is the big guy, and then definitely, syempre, itong dalawang to, hindi naman nila kayang i-boss around si Main Max. So, that's my next curiosity at the next show. Kung paano sila mag-interact this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense, yes.
And finally, your main event, PWR Championship match, Jake De Leon defeating John Sebastian to retain. So... and we can probably go into the post match segment as well afterwards.
Ang masaya no kasi si I always like watching JDL.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I agree.
Yep, kasi
he can't have a bad match.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yep, he parang alam mo na yung moveset niya. Parang
pero alam pero so good.
He could always vary it to a degree. Na parang of course John Sebastian knows JDL na rin so much. So parang sarap nilang panoorin na. They telegraph each other. They know each other's moves. Mm-mm. They could counter it. Yeah.
May history.
May history. Yep.
So, how do you feel How do you feel about John Sebastian? And this is their second,
I would say, yeah.
Their second singles, second singles match.
Yeah.
This is their second singles match.
All the way back in Terminus 2014.
Yep.
Back in MCS. Apparently, that was John Sebastian's debut, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, exactly. As young boy John Sebastian.
Yep.
So how do you feel about the dynamic between the two moving forward, given the post-match interaction, the post-match throwdown, actually? Mm-hmm.
Parang ito yung mga classic, pair-ups na parang kahit ilang beses silang maglaban, there's nothing similar between any match.
Okay.
Ganun yung na-imagine ko sa kanilang always different. Kasi syempre no unang meetup nila wala namang masyadong stake yun. Ang mayabang lang si John Sebastian, and then di ba yung challenge, ito yung challenge yung, I think that was their first match.
Yeah, the bootcamp challenge.
So para ito, they have the PWR championship at stake na, so syempre mas aggressive si John Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, of course sa pangatlo bull rope match. Tignan natin kung paano nila itatali yung story na to.
Finally, 1-2.
But 3.
You're not 3.
Tignan natin. Although yun nga.
Abacolod bull rope.
Curious ako paano magiging yung bull rope match. Diba, we know yung typical setup sa WWE, diba?
Yung four corners. Naiilaw
yung corners.
Oh,
oh. So I'm curious how PWR would pull off the four corners then.
Actually,
nasa gitna ng rope.
Right. You know what? I've actually got an idea. I want to take you, Lance, George, and another idiot, and you can hold the flags. You can hold a yellow flag for JDL and a black flag for John Sebastian. How's
tapos
that sound?
Hindi yung turnbuckle, no? Kami yung babatukan.
Oh, kayo yung babatukan, exactly.
Sure.
Kailangan may physical contact.
Mahirapan kayo sa pang-apat.
We'll find somebody. It's not hard to find the fourth idiot.
Sus. Okay.
All right, so...
Do we make the list?
Yes, you are already on the list.
Thank you.
It's a short list, though.
Okay, so based on the matches you were able to catch during Renaissance, which would you call match of the night?
I said it sa aking review. Definitely, it's Main Max versus Crystal.
All right. Not a bad pick. And who was your MVP? If you had to pick an MVP from the show, like someone who really exceeded expectations, or someone who just blew their performance out of the park.
Someone who was your favorite watching that night.
Nabait ko na si JDL, pero I have to give them to another two MVPs.
Pwede sure. Ba yan? Okay.
Okay. Well,
can you have two most
honorable
valuable
mentions? Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. No, you can have two
bawat
MVPs.
Letter. Bawat isang M, isang V, isang P. Yan.
Or if JDL is your MVP, you have honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. Yeah.
Defensive players, they're your offensive players.
Isandata tsaka si Chino ang aking yung dalawa.
Why so?
Kasi submission match eh. It's a surprise submission match.
Yes.
Surprise. Was it really a surprise? Because he was pulling for a submission match as early as a couple of weeks before the
show. Well, we didn't expect it. I mean, like, half the people in the audience, I don't think they were aware.
We're not even aware kung may submission arsenal ba silang dalawa. Diba?
No. Sandata has.
Sandata
does have.
Chino, definitely. In a pure, grappling
sense of it.
All the submission he's done is making people submit money to him.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I can do that too.
All right. So I'm not surprised. That brings us to the end of the Renaissance review. We'd like to apologize for taking a while to get it out of Buezi.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
We tried.
Yeah, we really did try. We know to do this in a different setting with Buezi moving forward if we're going to do this again.
We're going to get you drunk.
Or something. Anyway, stick around. We're going to be reviewing This Week in Wrestling. We'll talk about the stuff that happened in and out of the ring right after this. All right, time to talk about the stuff that happened in and out of the ring over in the U.S., primarily, of course, within the WWE setting. Let's start off with, we talked about this off the air, and we're not going to talk about the page proposal, mostly because whatever had to be said has already been said, and like, there's really nothing for us to add to the conversation.
And not just that, parang ang dami yung feelings about, two people being together.
And choosing to be together.
For all we know, Del Rio is a dirty old man who is actually bad for her. But until he is actually bad for her, and while she seems to be so happy in love with him, let's not fucking touch that until
shit hits the fan. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. So let's get to the biggest news of the week in canon, which is the return of Goldberg. And
Goldberg.
In a vacuum, I enjoyed it. I liked the promo because
it's Goldberg. Fine.
It's Goldberg,
And it was passionate. it was very, very much genuine. He liked being a superhero again. He wanted to do it for his kid, who wasn't
who never
even
got
born
to see,
yet.
Yeah, who never got to see his run.
Yeah, was not even born when
Whose
Goldberg.
Whose fault is that? It's the kid's fault.
When Goldberg retired or left the business, diba, wala pa yung anak niya. He wasn't probably married to this wife yet. So he's doing it for them.
The Canadian wife.
Wow.
For some reason, yeah.
Yeah, so he's doing it for them. And you could see it in their reactions in the crowd.
I'm sad that I say he's doing it for them, but he's giving them the old diluted
version
has-been version of Goldberg.
He's giving them Randy the Ram.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yes, thank you.
Wow.
That is a great
That's
analogy.
A good analogy. For those of you who don't know, go watch that movie, yeah. The Wrestler. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so he's giving them Randy the Ram, and it's very disappointing because from the moment that Goldberg showed up on screen, kita mo na ang liit na ng katawan niya.
Is it even Randy the Ram? Is it Randy the Ram in the movie was still good?
Yeah, he was at the tail end of his career, but
he was huge. He was still, he could still go. He still did his shit. Mm-hmm. He's fucked up on drugs and painkillers, but
he was still okay.
And character-wise, this was a guy because who would still wrestle on. Post-retirement day.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I don't know.
Goldberg's been chilling.
Yeah, Goldberg has been chilling. I don't know what he's been doing, but he's probably been doing some MMA, some training. Muay Thai. But it's not the same as actually wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just disappeared. So.
No. Whoa, that was bad.
Maybe you should go now.
Yeah, okay.
He's riding with us.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Anyway, but I really am disappointed talaga na they still went ahead with the Goldberg Lesnar feud. It's disappointing kasi I mean I get na it's a huge plug for WWE 2K17.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
But I have no interest in seeing 49-year-old Goldberg against Brock Lesnar.
To be fair, some of these Goldberg fans who marked out for Goldberg again, they at least they want to see him get destroyed by Brock. At least may ganun factor.
Oh, may diba?
It's very sadistic, but at least
it's going to be a train wreck.
It's a lot better than wanting to see Goldberg and expecting to see Goldberg of 2004 or 1999. Prime
but I'm pretty sure there are still people who are expecting that version of Goldberg.
Which is actually pretty sad.
Look at him.
Very sad.
Look at his size. Do you think that he can jackhammer? Yeah, the lack thereof.
No,
do you think he can jackhammer Brock Lesnar?
I don't expect him to jackhammer Brock, but he has actually jackhammered people in the past year.
That's true.
He has jackhammered Luke Gallows. He speared Scott Steiner. But these people are not Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Brock is the beast. And right now, this looks like it
Shit.
Should be a squash match.
Yeah. No, it looks like it will be a train wreck.
Again.
Oh, God. Jesus. Because they're okay. WrestleMania 20, this is the bad aftertaste of WrestleMania 20.
Mm.
I know how Stan feels.
No,
I know how Ro feels about WrestleMania 20. But then
the thing about
we hate watch
no,
this.
We hate watch this. Yes,
this
I remember.
On the podcast.
Yes, on Jesus the 420 Stan. Episode.
Yes.
God.
Here's the thing, though. At least in WrestleMania 20, they tried and failed to do a match that was normal. At this point, at Survivor Series 2016, you know that they're going to follow the whatever is Brock Lesnar's match formula now.
And a lot of that is going to be a lot of worked shoot fighting.
Yeah, a ton of German suplexes, toying around with the old man.
MMA.
Probably
ground and pound can be expected.
Probably busting him open hard way like he did.
Oh, God, please no.
And knowing the magnitude of these stars, I think it's safe to say that this is going to be main eventing the show.
Oh, naman.
Oh, naman.
And if we're going to have a viewing party for Survivor Series, we're probably going to be walking out as soon as the main event starts.
Are we having a viewing party?
I don't know.
Do we want to do it figuratively?
It's a practical question.
If there is no viewing party, if I'm watching this on my own at home
with
on my PS4,
father.
Yeah, with my dad, I'll probably leave it on for him and I'll be taking a nap or I'll be live tweeting it. Because I don't care. I really don't care about this. Because, okay, so they're going to have a match. After Brock defeats Goldberg,
what now?
Diba? Diba? So Goldberg had his retirement match. Big whoop. Big fucking deal.
So it's Sting, right?
Jesus, wait, don't bring up Sting.
Why? At least Sting could have still went.
Still Sting's going on?
Yeah.
Buezi, I'm turning your mic off.
No, we're not. He has every right to talk.
No, his mic is off. He'll talk, but you can hear him really faintly in the background. Yeah.
No, but in all honesty, if this is going to be a train wreck, God, make it a short one, please.
Yeah, you know it's not going to be a short one.
No, so, keep it to 10 minutes. Keep it to 10
minutes. 10 minutes is way too long for that.
I mean,
for if, Old Goldberg. For Oldberg.
If I want to see Old Goldberg or
Oldberg.
If I want to see Oldberg coining it. Just get beaten up, I want it swift and painless.
Yeah,
and
right?
Decisive.
Like euthanasia.
And on that note, let's move on to another bit of news. Big news, actually.
Jesus! On an episode where we are decrying human rights.
No, you know what? No, you know what, Camus? That's not even the worst bit that I've heard from our friends this week. And I'll tell you that shit off the air.
Okay.
No, Rosario Brothers, I'm looking at you. Wow.
To be fair, to be absolutely fair, euthanasia is mercy. So, you know,
it's also legal in European countries.
It's a lot better than what some rally has got, you know, went through yesterday.
Euthanasia is also way better than extrajudicial killing.
Yes.
That's true, but
at least you ask for to be euthanized.
God damn it.
Unless you're a dog.
Anyway.
God damn it.
That's even worse.
On that
or
note,
a horse.
Let's talk about Mick Foley's announcement that Sasha Banks and Charlotte's Hell in a Cell match will be main eventing the pay-per-view in two Mondays.
This is big buzz for Hell in a Cell, but I think for reasons that are self-explanatory, that this is the first time they're doing it, this is the first time women are in Hell in a Cell.
It's two birds with one stone in it.
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell and main event.
Yes.
Pay-per-view.
And they're setting... Confirmed
mo talaga the...
Confirmed.
Yes, it is confirmed.
Because I heard Mick Foley backpedal the other day.
No, it's confirmed. And
Jesus Christ.
Here's my take on this.
Wait,
take on this is it's gratuitous and that it's going too far. It's pushing the women's evolution storyline way too far.
So now, way too far, way too fast. It's forced.
It would have been okay if it were one or the other, but not both. But okay, you either pick women's Hell in a Cell or women main event.
Because what this does is, one, it puts too much pressure on Charlotte and Sasha.
Sure.
That's one. Second, and I think this is the more important point, if you notice their dialogue when Charlotte and Sasha were trading barbs and then when Ruru came in, their dialogue was not about their feud. Their dialogue was about, both of us are competing in the first ever women's Hell in a Cell match. We are making history. And when you think about the crux of a Hell in a Cell feud, it's supposed to be the end all and be all of a months long rivalry. You're supposed yung sukdula nung conflict niyo.
Sukdula.
Diba? You're supposed to really be at each other's throats. And when you look at Charlotte and Sasha, they have been going at it for years. So in theory, it makes sense. But the way they're going about it is inuna nila
we are promoting this show.
We are breaking the glass ceiling. We are women.
We're promoting this show because we are breaking glass ceilings.
Yeah, and fine, I'm cool with that being acknowledged in canon, but I wouldn't want them... Huwag nilang buhatin yung sarili nilang bangko. Let the announcers do it. Or let Stephanie McMahon do it.
No, not even. I wouldn't even want to go there. I want to say, you're right. Let the other people surrounding them do it. I want them to tell each other, I'm going to kill you inside that cell.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's missing it. Yung
viciousness.
Fire. Yes, the fury.
And that's what I was trying to get in, that there is no... Triple H Shawn Michaels vibe to this. There is no brutality that we have to get it to this point that we are going to end it in the cell, which is what Hell in a Cell should have been and what this pay-per-view has destroyed.
But
they're going for novelty purposes, and that's it. And you know, props to both of them that they're going to put on a great match. We know that.
Do you know that for sure?
No, not in the context of Hell in a Cell.
Like, Charlotte's going to kill herself
moonsaulting off
over,
the top of the cage. God. God!
No, what's even worse
is... The thought is...
There are three matches, right?
Yes.
So they're all going to try to top each other. And at the same time, they're pressured that they
what's
don't
the
steal
match?
Each other's spots. Reigns Rusev.
Reigns Rusev.
Oh, yeah. Why? So that then titles me match.
Yes.
Yes.
All the singles titles on Raw. Except the Cruiserweight title.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, I wouldn't even want... TJ inside the cell just yet.
Please.
Anyway, I think what this whole thing is about Sasha and Charlotte is it's indicative of how the WWE presents itself in this particular generation, in this particular millennial generation, that they are so over the kayfabe shoot line
that they're willing to acknowledge that this is a whole show that they're promoting, and it's okay for them to be super meta in how in the stories they're telling, which is again super bad because you need the kayfabe shit to actually make sense of what's happening in the ring, not the business side shit. Like, I don't really care. It's nice, yes, to be told now this is breaking boundaries,
and
you know,
it really
being,
is
being progressive, really, because it is yes, it really is nice. But at the end of the day, we're watching a product, we're watching a TV show about people trying to kill each other because they hate each other, right?
Yeah, like that's the point of this part of the year.
Yep.
And I really mean this part of the year, because after you had No Mercy, and then you have Hell in a Cell, Survivor Series, where all these teams are going to get at each other's throats. Oh. And then you have TLC, where they're going to whack each other with all these objects.
Oh.
So this literally is the most violent part of the calendar year for WWE.
For everyone, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the time of the year now they really have to intensify these stories. And the Sasha Charlotte storyline, as much as I'm a huge fan of both women, it just lacks that oomph.
No, it lacks the vitriol that you come to expect from a Hell in a Cell match. I mean, the other matches have a little bit more fire, anger, just a little bit,
yeah,
just a little bit.
Sure,
there's a lot of, you know, underlying respect tones, kasi, which you don't want to see in Hell in a Cell.
You know who does all of this better?
Who?
SmackDown.
Oh.
Because they can, so in talking smack pa lang, they can go meta, as meta as they want. As meta as the reality, the new era has been, and still provide that same hatred that is required for storylines like these.
I'll give you a very good example to add to Rose's point. Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt on Talking Smack last week, they were only there for like 2 minutes.
Yep.
But what Luke Harper did was so effective. So he went up there and he said, everybody's been talking about Daniel Bryan and his baby. Nobody gives a crap about that. I made my return and no one talked about me. We're here, we're trying to get our spot, and we're here to make a statement. And then they did that. So backdrop on Talking Smack, there was that image of that creepy girl sitting, and you might actually think to yourself, is that Sister Abigail? Like, is that supposed to be there? Mm. The whole image was so jarring, so scary. Mm. And then the way that...
And so deliberate. So deliberate in the execution.
Yeah, the way that Bray kasi, he still has that, is it kayfabe or not, when he talks. But see, Luke Harper, he just smashed that. He cut a way better promo than Bray did in recent
weeks.
It's weird
because it's in the image of them on Talking Smack, which is pretty much like a sports talk show.
Yeah.
Yes.
A post-show talk show. It's super weird.
It's very Sports Center.
It's Sports Center for sports entertainment.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then it's like these guys showing up at the New York Stock Exchange.
Diba? That's true.
So ang galing ng nagawa ni Luke Harper with the promo time he was given on Talking Smack. Same with Baron Corbin. He also did a very good job this week. It nakakaingit eh. Like when you watch Raw, nakakaingit na, oh, you know, SmackDown gets all these opportunities and they're able to knock it out of the park every single time. And Raw just isn't able to do that. Just
for one reason or another, yeah.
Just to bring it back to Camus's point kanina, na sina Triple H and Shawn Michaels, when they went through Hell in a Cell,
that's the benchmark. That was the benchmark.
No. That was the end of their feud. They never went at each other again. I mean, they may have crossed paths, but they never went at each other again.
Mm.
With Charlotte and Sasha, this is a feud that will continue to happen after Hell in a Cell, which completely dilutes this Hell in a Cell when you think about it.
For whatever it's worth, because Hell in a Cell has been diluting itself for the past 6 years, close to?
Yeah, ever since it became,
its own pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Na parang it seems so forced to have Hell in a Cell that why should you have it at all? There hasn't been a truly compelling Hell in a Cell match that I can remember.
No, the way you change it
became it.
The way you change it is simple. You do away with these event pay-per-views and you bring it back to times where you had pay-per-views like No Mercy. Yung mga names, like bring back Armageddon. Bring back
Vengeance.
Yeah, and then you know if it has to have a Hell in a Cell match, give them a fucking Hell in a Cell match on the card. Book it there. Like don't make it na, oh, December na, kailangan natin ng annual TLC match natin.
Bring back dumb. December to December, for God's sake.
Why?
No, don't.
Nobody wants
December. That's counterintuitive.
Nobody wants December to December.
Yeah.
And it's a themed pay-per-view.
That's exactly what we're crying foul against, what we're advocating against. All right, so...
This is extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme!
So, back to SmackDown. The James Ellsworth match was really entertaining.
Oh my god!
As someone who isn't as hot for James Ellsworth as a lot of people on the internet.
I am.
Yeah, because you're a jabroni like he is.
I love him.
I think we have finally hit peak James Ellsworth.
Yes, this was
mass James Ellsworth. If you bring him back next week, it's going to be over.
And I think they will bring him back next week.
Okay. No, pero knowing he has a shirt.
Yes, pero ano, at this point, you start
them from square one.
No, you start bringing him over the hill now. Because if you continue to push him at this point, the guy won technically a world championship match against AJ Styles.
He won the linear championship. He beat the world champion twice. He's the linear champion now.
That's right.
Sorry, for those of you who don't know about the linear championship, it's if there is a scenario wherein every match that the champion is in is a championship match. Mm. Then James Ellsworth would be your champion because he beat
technically, if it began with AJ Styles,
yes,
then James Ellsworth would be the linear champion. But at this point, they have to start weaning him off the spot they put him in the past couple of weeks because it's going to be too much. Eventually, people are going to tire of seeing Mr.
No Chin Music. Sorry,
beautiful. And it also takes away from yung bigger storyline na Dean AJ. Kasi nandun na tayo.
It's fun, okay, we've had your fun.
Oh, we've had a lot of fun.
Yes, exactly, we've had a lot of fun, but it's time to start going home.
Yeah. But there's this whole thing about if you oversaturate something, it loses its value.
Yeah, and
diminishing returns.
I feel for James Ellsworth then, because eventually... All of this is happening because he's been put in a lucky spot. Because
it's been a good year for him.
Well, a good few months. But eventually, when people start turning on him, they're going to start noticing what's really bad about him. Which is, you know, a lot of things.
Yeah, he's not the best wrestler in the world, but he has
He's better than you, but he has two hands. No, I'm not saying obviously, yes. He can beat the world champion.
Obviously, yes.
And he must be better than you.
He must be better than a lot of people. Yeah. But the thing is
eventually people will start noticing and people will start dragging him down once his 15 minutes of fame are over. So
which they should
unahan niyo na and you know start weaning him off this program. So, for him, for his sake and for everyone else's sake.
Actually, Ro, I think you brought up something very interesting on the group this week that he should parlance this into an NXT.
Oh yes, of course.
Into an NXT contract.
So if he's serious about having a, you know,
Parlay.
What did I say?
Parlance.
Parlance, sorry.
So if WWE is serious about doing something with him, at least, you know, thank him for his efforts by giving him a performance center contract. If they see something, if this isn't like just one big joke on...
Which we hope it's not.
On his part, on which he is the butt of, then give him a shot to be better than he is now. Diba? Why not?
Because he...
Use a performance center. Get better down there. Get in NXT. Better shape down there. Yeah, exactly.
And then put him on NXT down the road. Because he's not horrible.
He has two hands and a fighting chance and put those two hands to work down at the gym.
What I like about...
And a t-shirt. He has a t-shirt.
What I like about yung SmackDown as a whole, just to take things from a bird's eye view, is that this week in particular has been so enjoyable. For shallow reasons, they've been able to make things make sense. So a good example is Beauty and the Man-Beast.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out with Dolph Ziggler to face Miz and the Spirit Squad, and then they gave Rhino and Slater just a minute or two to explain their motivations behind saving Dolph Ziggler. So Slater comes out and says, "Nah, I've got kids, and they need a role model to look up to." And then Rhino says, "I dislike or I don't like male cheerleaders." Very simple logic, but it makes sense.
Exactly. And, you know, it's simple things. Simple things that are easy to comprehend and digest work on a very base level. And that's what SmackDown has succeeded in doing. And we've said it before. You don't have to try that hard.
No, but they did try hard, naman.
Oh, with, they tried really hard. Also, I'm very happy that Swear Squad is back on my TV. Because it's another tag team.
We talked about this.
Yes, we did. Repeat this.
Yes.
Tag teams are nice. And Kenny's still in good shape.
Yes,
so.
Kenny's in very, very good shape. But how weird is it that the Spirit Squad is back, but the Headbangers, who were hyped like fuck, are gone?
You see, the Headbangers are fucking jabronis.
They're one-offs anyway.
And they busted Rhino open.
Yeah.
They did.
They did.
Oh,
he bled.
Oh, yung
fucking head. Oh, ano? But di na lang yung Spirit Squad yung binalikta na, di ba?
I don't know. Huh. Oh, I guess they weren't thinking. No, they weren't thinking that far ahead yet. Yeah. Miz Dolph feud.
But so, still, you know,
wala pa sa radar din sa na Kenny and Mikey.
All the fucking people to bring back that you bring back the fucking headbangers.
I like them though.
I want to talk about the.
Brought, no, if we were talking about men in skirts, I would have brought back the Highlanders.
Yeah, the Highlanders.
I love those guys. Yeah. Weren't they champions at some point?
No, they were not.
They contended though.
They were jabronis of the tag team division.
Yep.
I like them.
They were like Crime Time, except like one step above because they were white.
Hey, Crime Time.
It's true.
Wow.
Crime Time was champions at least.
It's true.
Crime Time had the run.
Anyway, I want to talk about the Nikki Bella Carmelo thing. Wow. To Rose's point, which she brought up this week on a chat group, I have been waiting for this moment where
we have been, I think,
where Nikki's relationship with John Cena was acknowledged on screen and
canon.
Yes, and they took it to a meta level. So, ito yung sinasabi ko na they did try hard, not just with the simple logical stories, but they actually tried to flesh this out. I thought that it has to be commended yung effort nila na they went there. They addressed that elephant in the room.
It's just a shame that Nikki's a terrible or not that great of a speaker.
Yeah. Because yung points now, when you look past her delivery,
they're good.
They're really good.
They make sense. So, ayun, that's just something to commend with regard to SmackDown storytelling.
And good on Carmella. Good on Carmella. Great delivery. You have to say.
Maganda yung video package.
Oh. Yeah. Total need queen bin or something.
Yeah.
It was a total Divas and Bella smash-up video, which is funny. What I just want from Carmella as a character is to see her be sneaky. Like, the reason why I can't buy Carmella is because she's physically small. And I've said this before.
Yes.
You know, next to Nikki, she's really tiny, diba? So either she steps up her game as a heel and becomes like Alexa, who you can really believe is 5 feet of fury.
Yeah.
Or she hires some muscle. Mm. She has to get some muscle. She has to find the big cast her Enzo.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah. Anything else on SmackDown you guys want to touch on before we move on?
Nah,
we're good.
All right, NXT. We got to talk about NXT. Did you guys talk about Sanity last week?
Yes, we did. Yes.
All right, so
we touched on it.
I like Sanity. I'm all in. I like how subtle yung pagka international their internationalness is. Like you just have their flags on their vests or on their jackets. It's not mentioned na they're like the League of Nations. They're all from different countries.
The better League of Nations.
Yeah,
the Mad Max League of Nations.
But EY is from Canada. Nikki Cross is from Scotland. Alexander Wolf is German, and Sawyer Fulton is a Yankee. So you have Sanity doing some good stuff. The Dusty Classic is
Dusty Rhodes Tag Team.
Parang wala akong front runner. Aside from the authors of Pain and
we were talking about this last week.
Yeah,
we're talking about the brackets.
And how
they're weirdly put together.
Yeah, they are.
It's not. You don't see where this is going.
Because
it can go in any direction, and it's very open ended for booking.
I think the original plan was going to be Ibushi wins all.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah.
But it might still be because of TJ Perkins.
TJ!
But as a surprise, the Revival is going to lose for sure.
Revival has to lose.
No, so, what if they win though? What if this
no,
is.
No, someone is, no. One no. of them is injured.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So shit. They're going to lose. So that leaves no one clearly designed to win.
What if it's a setup for the Authors of Pain?
No, I don't think it's for the Authors of Pain.
It's a little too soon for them.
I think the best front runner you have for this is either Sanity or Team Aries.
Not TM61.
No, fuck
no. I said that. I said the exact same thing last week.
Fuck TM61.
Hey, you know what? It's within the realm of no. No. No, Camus. No. No.
No.
Just no.
Fuck TM61.
Fuck TM61.
My problem with TM61 is
personality.
They have no personality.
Why do you like them? Spot monkeys.
So
I don't watch NXT for spot monkeys.
Yeah, so you like them for being the bargain bin Young Bucks?
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
He could have gone with New Zealand Young Bucks.
What? Bargain bin. Diet Young Bucks.
Or discount Young, or budget Young Bucks. You know, like how Bobby Roode is budget Triple H based on appearance.
Budget Triple H and Ric Flair.
We gotta talk about your guy.
Roddy!
Yeah, Roderick Strong finally making his NXT debut as part of Team Aries. And I was really happy with how they brought him in.
As a heel!
No, not just as a heel. The fact that they did not give him the indie star welcome, the meta welcome, as Ro likes to call it.
And we've gone over that welcome a lot
with
on
almost
this
every indie star that has made it to NXT, from Samoa Joe onward.
From
Kevin Owens onward.
No, not even. From Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't there when Sami debuted, so hindi ko alam yun. But
fine, from Kevin Owens onward. Fine.
Okay, Kevin Owens onward is fine. But
I don't know. No, Itami was first before him.
Itami, yes.
Yeah,
so Itami, true. Then Finn, then Kevin Owens, and yeah, tuloy-tuloy na all of the big names: Asuka, Nakamura.
Nakamura.
You know, all of these guys had Austin Aries.
Yeah. Even,
all of them had that indie star welcome, and then Roderick Strong comes in, and he is built up. To be fair, Corey Graves does reference the fact that he has a ton of experience. He's been a champion wherever
he's gone.
He also has this mean streak. Now, you know, this is a guy who
he will fuck you up.
No. The way Corey Graves built it up is Corey will root for him, but Tom Phillips will not recognize him.
Yeah. I remember that.
So yun yung maganda na Tom Phillips didn't start sucking Roddy's dick. So that was good.
I just hope for everyone's sake that Aries does the talking in this team.
Yes, please. Because Roddy, for all his in-ring ability,
I fucking hate Roddy.
I hate him on the mic. As in, on ROH, it was hard.
The first ROH run, the fact that he was a spot monkey, your generic indie spot monkey, and the fact that he could not talk.
He couldn't talk at all.
And he couldn't do his ladyboy heel gimmick.
Yeah.
So bad, so bad. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go YouTube.
Go watch it.
A Roddy Strong promo. Hard. It is hard to watch. Terrible. And so he just rather wrestles ass off.
For context, which is more terrible, Roddy Strong's mic work or Andrea DeMarco as a ring announcer?
Roddy Strong's mic work.
Oh shit! Wow, that is a new bar for horrible.
After we go off the air, you should go look it up.
Go. He's although he has improved since.
I still don't like listening to him.
I can say that too. That it's still hard to listen to him. But at the end of the day. Yeah, it's still pretty unbearable.
Backbreakers are now all day.
Every day.
Just to bring it back to Andrea DeMarco, she filled a new role this week as Cien Almas' translator, which I appreciate because at least was effective siya dun sa role na.
Because
one, you take her out of the ring announcing, you put Mike Rome there, who is really good.
And then you
give ACA an English voice. Because Cien can speak in English, pero yung mga broken phrases pa lang.
Mm-hmm.
So,
his English is not terrible.
So basically, Andre DeMarco is like the female Ricardo.
Not even. Hindi siya official translator ni
AC. Nagkataon lang.
Yeah,
interpreter.
Interpreter lang talaga. But at least, nandun siya.
And she's not
annoying there.
And it helps the heel gimmick. It adds another layer.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for him to yell tranquilo in a promo. Yun na lang hinihintay ko. All right. Joe Nakamura also continued this week as expected.
As Nakamura comes back.
Yes, Nakamura officially back. He's active. So I think it's official that they're going to have their match at Toronto. Pretty weird seeing Patrick Clark there na umepal siya in that that closing segment. But I liked it for Clark. I liked it for
Patrick
the fact Clark. Na he got his head kneed in by Nakamura. So there.
We'll probably slowly introduce him, Hengase.
Yeah. Because he's a good hand to have. I would say that.
Yeah, he's a character. He knows how to play the character, so, you know.
It's fun. Give him that. It's fun.
Before we close this, you guys really have to get on Lucha Underground this season. This week's episode is pretty solid.
Okay.
They did something different with...
the roulette?
No. With the Trios champions.
Okay.
So Aerostar, Drago, and Phoenix were in a Trios match against each other. The winner gets to have number 20 in Aztec Warfare.
How can you have a Trios match against each other?
No. They had a three-way match.
A trio match.
Against each other. Sorry, sorry about that.
The Trios champions have...
Yeah. Okay. So Aztec Warfare is coming up, and the winner of that match goes on to be
Aztec
number
Warfare
20.
Good.
Yes.
How many weeks? No, because we're seven weeks in.
Yeah, it's about time. I know who wins this Aztec Warfare.
And then the two losers... Don't get to be part of Aztec Warfare at all.
Oh wow!
So Dario being Dario, fucking with existing teams, loved it. Killshot's arc was advanced this week.
That's nice.
So I like they brought in a new character to fuck with him. And Prince Puma Mil Muertes had a sleeper match of the week.
Okay,
as in match of the week relative to every other bit of wrestling I've seen this week. So yeah.
there.
All right. Fine. So,
I will watch it soon.
Yes. You owe it to yourself to catch the fuck up.
Maybe over the long weekend that's coming up.
Yeah, probably. What that's
long
a good
weekend?
Idea.
There's a long weekend?
Next week.
There's a long week next week.
All right.
You started forgetting All Saints.
No, wala akong concept ng holidays.
Right? Right, because you work in radio.
Yes.
No one else accepted holidays. You went to Japan.
I mean, that's a vacation.
It's a holiday in the UK.
Yeah, if you're British, it's a holiday, but you know, it's not a holiday holiday.
It's a jolly holiday.
It's a holiday on your schedule.
Yeah, on my schedule. That's right.
Stop.
I once got an argument with someone over the pronunciation of schedule and schedule.
Both are acceptable.
I know, I didn't know at the time. Anyway.
Schedule.
You dick.
Wow, you really are a dick, Mr. C.
Anyway.
Okay, picks of the week.
Yeah, picks of the week before we get out of here.
James Ellsworth versus AJ Styles.
Wow, that was really?
For the sole reason of no chin music.
Okay.
No chin music was...
I don't have a pick of the week this week. I didn't get to watch enough wrestling, so I'm going to skip mine.
God. But no chin music.
All right, my pick of the week is it. I'll pick two: Prince Puma versus Mil Muertes, and that three-way match between Aerostar, Drago, and Phoenix.
God, we have to get on LU again.
Yes, you do. Right. All of that being said, we got to thank our special guest, Mike Bueza. Buezy, anyone you want to? Anything you want to shill or anyone you want to say hi to?
Sino mabuti yung mga yan? Makababay mo sa bahay.
Wala.
Okay. Where can our listeners
not even
find
to
you?
Not your pun friends.
No, where can our listeners find you?
Hi lads, hi George. And where next meet up?
Where can they
first
tweet
meet
you?
Up? Wala.
We haven't met them yet.
Huh? Maybe we've met sa shows,
sa eyeball,
but they've never hung out.
Oh wow, that is so fortunate
awkward
for us.
That's the end.
So your dynamic is purely online?
Yeah.
Right. Jesus. They can find Buezy on Twitter at Mike Buezy.
Yep.
At Rowan
and at Rappler. And at Rappler.
What?
That's okay. The Rappler Twitter, not his Twitter. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, but he
aren't you
going to
show your podcast?
Yeah, you have a podcast.
Yeah, I have
too.
My own podcast.
Why?
No, but do explain your rationale between putting up a podcast.
Yeah, I had my podcast because I want to know then. I want to express my views, of course, and share some puns.
It's okay, fine. My fans,
guys. Yeah,
fans.
Ha, puns.
Jesus,
how
Christ.
Do I share my fans?
Why would he share his fans? Or his fans?
I can share electric fans, siguro. Pero yung fans, I don't know.
Okay, tama na.
All right, you can follow us on Twitter at Rosewar, at KmanCamus, at _Stancy. On behalf of all of these motherfuckers, we're going to be ending this week's episode while we're all still sane.
Peace.
Sanity. Glory.